Hello?
Hi, Susan.
Hi, one moment, please.
Sure.
Hello. Hello.
Hello. Hi, Dr.
Yes,
Kwan.
Hi. Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good.
Good. So shall we start the recording?
Yeah, so what are we going to do? We're going to go over what? Those questions?
Yes, there's questions which I emailed you.
Which one? Can you just go over it with me again?
Yeah, sure. I will need a brief introduction about you.
Yeah, so I think we should combine one and two together, okay?
Okay.
We don't need to do one. It's a brief introduction about me, and including I'll, you know, talk about plastic surgery and all that.
Okay, sure. We can combine, and then...
So I'll combine one and two together, and okay. The second one, jawbone reduction surgery.
Yes. And the
third is going to be the V-line surgery.
That's correct. Yes.
And then fourth is going to be breast surgery.
Yes.
And then fifth will be tummy tuck surgery.
Yes.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Fourth was breast lift surgery. Tummy tuck surgery,
Botox and dermal fillers, and mommy makeover.
Yeah, because mommy makeover kind of includes breast lift surgery and tummy tuck surgery. So that's okay. So in the mommy makeover, I'll talk about that.
Okay, sure. But before we start the recording for the questions. The team has told me that you are already using this product. Well, would you like to share your experience? What do you think about the videos, like a very small testimonial?
What, using what product?
Dr. Amy TV.
Yeah.
Would you like to tell me about your experience about the product? How do you like the product? How do you like the videos? We have done a very short...
Yeah, I think it's good, but only thing that it is I hope the sound quality is better. I mean, sound quality is as good as... We're not doing it in a studio. There's a little bit, right? It's not quite 100%, but it's okay, I guess. Only thing I would do, the comment is just to improve the sound quality.
Okay.
And I think that's just because we're doing it over telephone. That's why I don't think it can be improved, you know?
Yes,
so
exactly.
I realize I'm doing it over my landline. It's a hard line, and I think that's the best way.
If you're at your practice right now, you can log into using a laptop as well. I mean, you can go to quite a place and do it over the over computer.
No, I think this is better though.
Okay, sure.
Okay.
So another one more thing. When you're explaining, doctor, I'm going to go on mute so that there will be absolutely no disturbances from my end.
Okay, so I'm going to be, how long will these be? Let's see. How long is each section do we want to be?
Maximum 2 to 3 minutes on each topic, or 1 to 2 minutes.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, you can start. I'll ask the question, a brief introduction about you and the practice.
My name is Dr. Edmund Kwan. I am a plastic surgeon in New York City. I went to Georgetown Medical School, and I did all my plastic surgery training here in New York City, including general surgery and plastic surgery. I then went on to do a fellowship in cosmetic surgery, specializing in facelift, brow lift, eyelid, breast implants, tummy tucks. After which I came back to New York City, and I had been in my practice in this location for 25 years in New York City. My expertise involves in multiple areas, especially on the face. I am an expert in doing eyelid surgery and brow lift surgery, as well as facelift and facial rejuvenation. However, I also am expert doing a lot of the Asian cosmetic surgery, which means doing eyelid fold and doing nose surgery on Asian patients. I also do surgery involving the body, including breast and the tummy area.
Okay. And one more thing, doctor. Yeah, whenever you're speaking, always try to mention your name, since your practice name is also the same, so that it'll pop up as a keyword on each video.
Oh, I see. Keep mentioning my name?
Yes. Yes.
Edmund Kwan, okay. Should I do... So that's okay?
Yeah. Well, what you did was fine, but...
But like with John Ball and surgery, in the middle, I should say...
Yes.
This, my name's Edmund Kwan, or Edmund Kwan. This is Edmund, you know... How do I mention my name?
You can say it's done at my practice, Dr. Edmund Kwan.
Oh, I see. Okay. Okay. All right. I understand. Okay.
So next one is on jawbone reduction surgery. What is this procedure and what are the side effects and the aftercare and recovery process?
My name is Edmund Kwan. Today I'll be discussing jawbone reduction surgery. Jawbone reduction surgery is surgery that involves the jaw area of the face, which means the bone called the mandible as well as the masseter muscle. Patients who have wide jawbone or very big jaw muscle will present with very square face. And this will make the patient look much more masculine if they're female. And for male, it can make them look a little bit rougher in nature, and they want to soften their face. To do this surgery, it requires jawbone reduction, and this is done at my office, Edmund Kwan, MD, in New York City. The surgery involves basically reducing the bone if the patient has enlarged bone or widened bone. Also, if the muscle is big or hypertrophied, then the muscle needs to be partially removed. In my experience, most of the patients require muscle removal of some nature. Some bone is removed, but it's usually muscle that's very enlarged. Now, some of the patients will opt to do Botox injection to reduce this instead of jawbone surgery, or may opt to do Botox injection, which is done at my center, Edmund Kwan MD, in New York City. It's simply putting Botox in, it'll reduce the size of the muscle for about 6 months. However, this is not a permanent result. And then many patients go on to do jawbone surgery. The recovery time is usually about 2 to 3 weeks. It does swell. It is a surgery that involves the muscle as well as the bone. So there is some swelling, some bruising. However, not much pain involved with this surgery. And the good candidates are any patients that wishes their lower face to be narrowed, especially patients involving large muscle and bones that are too big. And this is done, again, at the Edmund Kwan MD Surgery Center in New York City.
Okay, that went perfect. So we'll move on to V-line surgery. What is V-line surgery? How does the procedure work? And who will be an ideal candidate?
This is Dr. Edmund Kwan, plastic surgery, New York City. Today I'll be discussing V-line surgery. Well, what is V-line surgery? V-line surgery is surgery that involves the lower part of the face, that involves both jaw and the chin area. Many people who present to my office have very wide face that are square, and they wish to be much more oval and more defined at the chin area. Previously, on the jawbone reduction surgery, I discussed reducing the muscle and the bone on the jaw area, which involves jawbone reduction as well as masseter muscle reduction. However, V-line surgery also involves the chin. And this surgery involves basically either reducing the shape of the chin, reducing the size if it is enlarged or if it's very square, then it's shaped to into more a V-line, sharper manner that is done by reducing the bone. However, many patients also lack a chin bone, which means they have very small chin. And this is very common among Asian patients, but it's also can be in non-Asian patients as well. And this surgery is done at Dr. Edmund Kwan's Surgery Center in New York City. So the combination of both jawline surgery as well as chin surgery to shape the chin. And if the chin is small, a chin implant is placed, a chin implant which is shaped to give a sharper chin as well as a more prominent chin for those patients that are lacking chin projection. This surgery combining both jawline as well as chin surgery will produce a nice aesthetic shape to the lower part of the face. Surgical candidates are any of those patients that want to shape their face and have a more shaped lower part of the face. And this could be any patient. The surgery usually takes three hours. All the incision are inside the mouth, except the chin may involve an external scar below the chin. It's a relatively small scar, but most of them involve surgery inside the mouth. There is swelling following and bruising after the surgery. However, the recovery is about three weeks. It's mostly swelling and some bruising. And again, not much pain involving the surgery. The surgery is done at Dr. Edmund Kwan Plastic Surgery Clinic, New York City.
Great. Then the next question is on breast lift surgery. Why is it done and how would you prepare? And how does the procedure work?
This is Dr. Edmund Kwan. Today I'll be discussing breast lift surgery. What is breast lift surgery? Breast lift surgery is surgery that involves for those patients who have sagging breast. And the sagging breast occurs as a secondary to pregnancy or due to weight loss or naturally due to aging. Breast becomes saggier and it droops and it gives an unattractive appearance. Many patients may have adequate volume, meaning the breast is full enough, however, the breast has fallen quite low and assumes an unattractive position. So breast lift surgery is done by lifting the breast, making incisions around the breast. These involve scars. For patients that have extensive sagging, they may require more extensive scars. However, most of these scars are hidden. Those patients that have moderate sagging may benefit from having a breast implant placed instead of all these scars. Breast implants themselves, when placed in the right position, will lift the breast up and give the breast a much more youthful appearance. This can also be combined with a very small incision just around the areola, nipple areola complex. So to remove a small amount of skin around that area and lifting it and keeping the scar just within the areola. So there's minimal scar involving. And this can be done in combination with inserting a breast implant. This is done at Dr. Edmund Kwan Plastic Surgery Clinic in Manhattan. The surgery usually takes approximately 3 hours. Following surgery, most patients will not experience much pain. There may be some bruising and swelling. Most patients can go back to work within 2 weeks following surgery. This is Dr. Edmund Kwan, MD.
Okay. Then tummy tuck surgery. What is tummy tuck surgery and how does it work? What is the healing process and recovery and the benefits?
This is Dr. Edmund Kwan. Today I'll be discussing tummy tuck surgery or abdominoplasty. What is tummy tuck surgery? Tummy tuck surgery is surgery that involves tightening the skin, tightening the muscle, and removing some fat. So it is a three-part surgery. Many patients who have tummy tuck surgery usually have very loose abdominal skin, and many will have very loosened abdominal muscle. This can be the result of pregnancy or large amount of weight loss or just aging process. The muscle becomes very loose, the skin becomes lax, as in many patients. The surgery involves removing all the excess skin. This is done through an incision in the lower part of the belly, so the scar will be well hidden in the panty line. When the surgery is done, the muscle is also tightened. This is the benefit of the surgery. The muscle is repaired, giving a really tightened appearance, so the stomach will be really flat. Also, liposuction is done in combination. Any areas that have what we call lipodystrophy or excess fat in that location, especially in the flank area and in different aspects of the stomach, liposuction is done in combination with the surgery. So again, the surgery involves both liposuction, tightening the muscle, and removing all the skin while hiding the incision low in the belly. The belly button also is modified and has become much more attractive following the surgery. The surgery usually takes 2.5 to 3 hours. The healing process is some discomfort in the beginning. However, after 2-3 days, most patients are back on their feet, and many patients go back to work within 2 to 3 weeks. Patients who are ideal candidates are those who post-pregnancy have very loose skin with stretch marks and want to get rid of all these stretch marks. This is the only way to remove stretch marks. Also, patients who have weight loss or patients who want simply a flat stomach are all great candidates. And this is done at Dr. Edmund Kwan Plastic Surgery Clinic in New York City.
Okay. So we are here, the one before the last question.
The last two questions, Botox and dermal filler and mommy makeover, right?
Yes, that's right, Doctor.
Okay.
So Botox and dermal fillers, what is Botox and what are fillers? What is the difference between these two? And what are the different procedures you offer at your practice?
This is Dr. Edmund Kwan, plastic surgery in New York City. Today I'll be talking about Botox and dermal fillers. What is Botox and dermal fillers? These two procedures are office procedures that are very commonly done all over the world. Botox is simply a neurotoxin, which means that it paralyzes the muscle. It's commonly used on the face, especially in the forehead and frown area and the crow's feet area. This is the most common application of Botox. When the Botox is injected into this area, it will smooth out the wrinkle for up to 3 to 4 months. Also, Botox can be used in other parts of the face, including around the lip area to smooth out the lip wrinkles and in the neck area to get rid of the bands in the neck. It can also be used in the jaw area for patients who have enlarged muscle. When Botox is placed in the jaw area, it will reduce the muscle for up to 6 to 8 months. And some patients, even with calves that are very big and the muscle is enlarged, again, Botox can be used in this area, and it'll reduce the size for up to 6 to 8 months. The filler that's most commonly used is called Juvederm. Any filler, whether it's Restylane, Juvederm, they're all forms of hyaluronic acid. Basically, hyaluronic acid is something that will, that when injected, will stay in our body for up 3 months and up to about 2 years. And it naturally disappears in our body. Our body will break it down. And the fillers are used to fill in those fine wrinkles, to deeper grooves, to deep wrinkles. And it'll smooth out those areas. Now, it won't replicate a facelift or tightening procedure, but however, it will improve those areas. So common areas that are used are nasolabial fold, cheeks, even to lip area to make the lip more a little bit fuller, and also will smooth out some of the wrinkles around the lip area. It can also be used to correct indentations and deformities in the face. Another application of fillers is for the bridge of the nose. Some patients have a little bit flattened and want it a little taller. Filler like Juvederm is an ideal substance that can be used to fill in. This will last about 1 year to 1.5 years. It can also fill in the temple area where if there's temple hollowing, Juvederm can be used. And again, it'll last about a year to a year and a half. There's very low complication with these procedures. Patients can get a little bit of bruising and a little swelling. However, they dissipate within 1 week. And this is done at Dr. Edmund Kwan Plastic Surgery, New York Clinic.
Okay, the last question is all about the mommy makeover treatment. What is the mommy makeover treatment and what do you offer as part of this treatment? And what can one expect?
This is Dr. Edmund Kwan. Today I'll be talking about mommy makeover surgery. Mommy makeover involves surgery of both breast and the tummy. When patients go through pregnancy, their belly stretches out quite a bit and the breast enlarge. Due to these natural occurrence following pregnancy, many patients will develop saggy breasts as well as saggy, loosened belly. Especially the muscle of the belly will be stretched out and it will now return to pre-pregnancy tone. No matter what the patient does, this will persist. So mommy makeover surgery, which is done at Dr. Edmund Kwan's office, involves starting with a breast lift surgery. Breast lift surgery is otherwise known as mastopexy, is done by making some incisions around the breast, tightening the skin, and lifting the breast. This will involve some scars that are usually hidden. However, for some of the other patients that don't have saggy breasts that are extensive, they may be candidates for breast implants. Breast implants are placed to lift the breast. And these patients may require just small incisions that are hidden around the nipple area. Along with other patients that can have mastopexy done through the nipple incision only, which means the scar is all hidden within the nipple areola area. This is done in combination with the breast implant to give the breast a lifted look, and this is all that may be needed for especially those patients that lose the breast size and breast deflates, and they want to restore the volume as well as lift the breast. These are the best candidates for this. If the breast implant is not wanted, then some of the patients can have fat injection, their own fat removed from the belly and injected into the breast area, as well as a lift to restore the volume. The tummy is done through an incision in the lower belly, and this is called a tummy tuck. An incision is made in the lower part of the belly to remove excess skin, as well as tighten the loosened muscle that is there because of pregnancy or just simply due to aging or due to weight loss. The muscle is tightened all the way from the breast area all the way down to the pubic area. Some liposuction is done in combination with this if there's any extra fat anywhere in the belly or the flank area and excess skin is removed. Ideal candidates are those patients that have, again, problems with following pregnancy or weight loss, or just simply with aging. And this is done at Dr. Edmund Kwan Plastic Surgery Clinic in New York City. The recovery for this type of surgery is about 3 to 4 weeks. The breast area, there's not much pain associated with this type of surgery. However, tummy tuck surgery does have some pain associated with it, and the pain will be for 2 to 3 days. Patients can usually return to work within 3 weeks. Again, this is done at Dr. Edmund Kwan Plastic Surgery Clinic, New York City.
Okay, doctor. Now that brings us to the end of the questions.
Are okay.
there procedures you would want to discuss apart from the ones we did already? Anything special you would want to make a video out of?
Yeah, dude, I think we already did it. Didn't we already do a forehead surgery? Forehead with a cement, bone cement?
We did the forehead contouring.
Oh, forehead contouring, yeah, that's it. So that's okay.
We have already done a video for that.
Okay, and we did a nose implant?
Nose implant.
Nose surgery in
Asian nose surgery. During the middle part of the face?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure if we did that surgery.
Are you free to talk about it? We can do a small
yeah.
recording.
Okay, yeah, why don't we do nose, let's see, we could do nose, like Asian nose surgery.
Okay, sure, go ahead.
This is Dr. Edmund Kwan. Today I will be talking about Asian nose surgery. What is Asian nose surgery? Many Asian patients have bridge of the nose that is flat and tip that's very droopy and wide. The surgery involves raising the bridge of the nose, usually done through nose implant. Nose implant in my office, Dr. Edmund Kwan, is done by making a customized nasal implant. The implant is customized to every patient by me and placed in the dorsum of the nose or the bridge of the nose. If there's any bumps, the bumps are smoothed out and the implant is placed to achieve a nice aesthetic appearance. However, this will not lift the tip of the nose. Many Asians have tip of the nose that is very droopy. To deal with the tip of the nose, a cartilage is obtained from the septum of the nose or inside the nose. There's a nice cartilage. Portion of this is removed and then used to build up the tip of the nose. What this accomplishes is the tip of the nose will be sharper, will be higher, and it'll match the bridge of the nose, will give a beautiful end result. Surgery usually lasts about 1.5 hours, and there's very few complications involved. Nose implants are the best material to be used for the bridge of the nose. Other materials, such as patient's own cartilage, is unpredictable in nature. They can dissolve, they can warp. For the implants, these implants are permanent, have extremely low complication rates, and there's high, very high satisfactory rate among majority of the patients. This is done at Dr. Edmund Kwan Plastic Surgery Clinic in New York City.
Great. Okay, doctor. There's one video which is pending your approval, which it is based on what is scar revision. I think
yes.
This is January 2020 video. So
okay.
Since you're on a landline talking to me, I will get the team to email you. So maybe you can approve it when you're free.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks a lot for
thank
joining
you.
Me, doctor. Have a great day.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.